It is Monday morning, May 23rd, 6:12, on the Morning News Express with Bob and Ryan. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a Monday morning. I feel energetic after a couple of cups of coffee. I'm off to a great start. I have to admit, it did not start out that great. Tiff was getting some stuff ready for me to get out the door, and she dropped my beloved water bottle and cracked it. I drove to work. I love Tiff with all my heart, but I was kind of upset with her.
You know that she had an accident.
It was an accident.
Anybody could have, and I'm sure she felt horrible about it. And a good thing to do is to throw her under the bus on a radio with a couple people listening. But that's okay. She's probably not listening right at the moment.
She's probably not. She's probably asleep.
Yeah.
God bless her. We had a great weekend.
She's probably run to Walmart to 24-hour Walmart to buy you another one.
I don't think so, because there's nothing on the shelves at Walmart.
Isn't that the truth? My wife Linda went yesterday, and she's like, it's amazing how sparse the shelves are.
Oh, man.
Hey, build back better. That's what we're doing. We're building back better, right?
You know, I have so many questions about build back better. I have more questions about the infrastructure bill, the spending package that he said roads and bridges and all that stuff. Where is that money?
Oh, that's we have it here. It's in it's very simple. It's in people's hands who do studies on how to rebuild bridges and how we're going to make them better. You know, the same people who built things that clogged us down in the first place.
Yeah, and then early this morning, before anybody got up, because he's in Korea this morning, and of course, we're talking about Joe Biden. He basically said that we would defend Taiwan against China. And I'm pretty sure that sent the White House press staff scrambling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, and I think that we're the greatest military might on earth, but China has just got, so many people. They'll just keep coming and coming and coming.
Yeah, but are we stretching ourselves too thin? I mean, we've already scared the you-know-what out of people, threatening nuclear action with Russia, which I have now come to believe that was just a ploy to get billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine, because when you mention the word nuclear, people get scared.
Right.
So if you're talking about military action with Taiwan defending against a potential invasion against China, what are we going to do if Russia attacks us? What are we going to do if Ukraine needs our help, or God forbid if Russia does threaten one of our NATO allies? I mean, this stuff can get out of hand, and this is what happens when you have a president that has bad international policy.
He just has bad policy altogether. Yes. So we can get in more to this. But hey, you know what? He has saved the world because, he bought, of course, baby formula from another country and brought it in. And isn't that great? We have it here.
Yeah.
But it's down in the border, so we can protect and make sure that the illegal babies get it.
Right. It is 6:22 at WFMD. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick with you on a feeling good Monday, Bob. The last week of May, May 23rd. We won't be here a week from today. We'll be off, resting, relaxing, and enjoying Memorial Day.
I'd like to do some barbecuing, but, price of meat, if you can find it.
Yeah, right? Well, I mean, you can. You're just going to pay an arm and a leg. Also, what I've noticed in the store is not very good quality stuff. Like, a lot of grocery stores are selling stuff that's about to expire because they're having problems moving it. And oftentimes, you're still paying full price for the expired product. You're just getting some really bad quality.
And who would have thought this? In America.
Yeah.
Right? That it sounds like we're turning into a third world country, that we don't have baby formula. We don't have, food on the shelves.
But like, Bob, don't worry. We're sending money to Ukraine so Russia doesn't drop a nuke on them. There's nothing to see here. There's nothing to the empty shelves. There's nothing to the record high gas prices. Right. There's nothing to the 8.3 inflation. There is nothing to Joe Biden's statement about taking military action against China. There's nothing to see in Davos. There's just nothing to see here, Bob.
Well,
you're overreacting.
I am. I am sorry that I am overreacting. People are going to start hoarding stuff again, because they're not going to be able to get it. I just see things just getting worse. I mean, we've already talked about how high gas is going to get. Mm-hmm. What is being done about that? Nothing. I mean, we've got do nothing men and women in Congress who are absolutely
corrupt to the core,
are just taking care of themselves and not the people that they are supposed to be. I think that it would be great if we stop with all the wonderful things that the people in Congress get on a daily basis and just say nay, nay until you start taking care of us.
By the way, can we start throwing around the word treason as it relates to Hillary Clinton? I mean, Michael Sussman, who is on trial right now in Washington, D.C., and that trial begins started last week and continues this week, said that he went to the FBI office and was not like acting in official capacity. Now, Michael Sussman was Hillary Clinton's attorney. So he went to the FBI office and tried to mislead the Bureau of Investigation and tell them that Donald Trump was involved with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest development from last week, and of course this was buried at the end of the news cycle, was that Sussman billed Hillary Clinton's office for those hours that he was with the FBI, lying to them, mm-hmm. misleading them about the nature of Russia's relationship with former President Donald Trump. I mean, this is probably the biggest political controversy, and it's being buried day after day after day in any number of things, including the Johnny Depp trial, the baby formula shortage, yep. gas prices. It's disgusting what went on at the highest levels of government during President Trump's presidency.
Yeah, well, and you know, the left still blames Donald Trump for a lot of things.
For everything.
Everything.
For everything.
And the news did the same thing. And when it comes to Joe Biden, you know, now they're trickling in here and there. And mm-hmm. even Saturday Night Live has made a couple of jokes about him now. But still, it's a bit too little too late. And, a lot, you know, Hillary Clinton should be in prison.
Yes.
For one thing, for what she has done. Over the years, I mean, this is just not the first time, and I don't know what Hillary has on people, but apparently they've got I can't wait till somebody brings out her black book and you know, shows all the names that she has on there and everything she has on people.
It probably won't come out for another 30 or 40 years, and unfortunately she probably won't be with us at that time. That's how stuff surfaces. It's going to be at the end of a newscast 30 years from now on Fox News. By the way, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton did this, and it will be like there won't be that shock effect that it would have now. I mean, what does she have on people? Who knows? But I know this Michael Sussman trial has been kind of buried in the headlines, even by places like Fox and Newsmax, who used to report stuff like this.
Well, I think the reason why they don't is because they got to focus on something else. And Hillary Clinton, they've gone, look, we've beat this horse to death and nothing ever happens. And maybe we should just move on too. That's what I think, that they just get tired of circling back to Hillary Clinton, because it seems like nobody in the mainstream media, nobody really in mainstream America cares anymore. I mean, they just are like they worry. And this is why we have what we have. Baby formula, gas prices, food shortages. I mean, these are the things that people are worrying about on a day-to-day basis. And if they can shove that down our faces, then we won't look at those other things, because we're too worried about being able to maintain our lives to the standard that we have become accustomed to.
Yeah, no, it's scary. And, you know, coming up this week on Wednesday, Bob, will be the second anniversary of the George Floyd death, and we all know what troubles that caused. You know, Joe Biden keeps saying that the biggest threat to our democracy is white supremacy. I don't know about that, but again, we're going to hear a lot of stuff today, a lot of tributes coming up in the next week about George Floyd, and we'll see where that goes. So that's yet another thing that we're going to be inundated with this week as we take our eyes off the real thing, which is the economy. It's the, the economy is the most important story in America today.
Well, that was one thing Bill Clinton got right when he talked about it, and it got him elected in the beginning, and that is, it's the economy, stupid. Guess what? It's still the economy, stupid. It's 6:29 on the Morning News Express. On the Morning News Express on WFMD. It's old Geezers here on the Morning News Express.
Hey, speak for yourself.
What?
Speak for yourself.
You're getting there, man. You're getting there. I'll be 60 this year.
Oh, wow.
Good Lord. As
I love
say,
it.
I've got way more behind me than I have in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, well.
Do you ever wake up and, I mean, are you scared of death?
You know, that's a big one. I'm not scared of dying. I'm scared of not living, you know, of just not being here in the present. I mean, you know, I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me a bit. It's just, you know, it's like, you know, will people mourn or will people be like, ding dong, the witch is dead, the wicked witch, you know, that kind of a thing. I have no idea yet. But I guess once that you take that final breath, it doesn't really matter. So
yeah.
I saw something the other day. That they were talking about people who had near-death experiences, and they were like that most people said it was very peaceful, very calming, that it was not like, you know, that they had, you know, Jesus or friends coming to visit them and stuff. So, hey.
I just don't want to die of monkeypox.
No, we won't get that.
I don't want to die of monkeypox.
So, you know, maybe you need to get your vaccine. You know, it's coming. It's a very real thing.
Yeah,
it's a very real thing. Need to get your monkeypox.
Who would have ever thought that the midterm election variant would come in the form of monkeypox?
Right?
Because I mean, guarantee you this thing escalates. I mean, how many people
are smart enough to do a monkey's theme monkeypox? Here it comes.
Monkey see, monkey do. And you know what? I think that name is a little bit racist. Monkeypox?
Against monkeys?
Yeah, I think that name.
I don't think any of them are alive, are they? Mickey Dolenz might still be alive.
I don't know.
And, hey, don't be shaming us. We're the monkeys. hey, we're the monkeys.
And people say we monkey around.
There you go. All right. So so you took away all what I was going to do about old people, young people.
Well, I'm sorry. We just didn't have enough time to get into it.
I was trying, and you went to monkeypox.
I know, I'm derailing you
this
morning.
Yeah, that's okay. You didn't want to talk about it. You should have just sent me a text. Let's not talk about that. That's stupid, you old geezer. One of the things that they're tired of old people saying
hey,
let's talk about what I want to talk about.
Kurt Kroenke told me off the air that he not only went by and has been called Cranky Kurt Kroenke, he told me that he has been labeled Crankin' Kurt Kroenke for his rock DJ days.
Oh,
it's Crankin' Kurt Kroenke.
Crankin' Kurt Kroenke on a 50,000-watt blowtorch. All right, 646 at W. Hey, Justin Thomas, what a great comeback.
Oh, no, yeah.
For Justin Thomas. And the Orioles, they finally get their number one pick, and you know what? He's coming through for them as well.
He is, and Tiger Woods had to withdraw this weekend.
He looked pretty bad. I thought two things when I first heard it on Sunday. I didn't really watch him that much on Saturday because he was playing so early.
Yeah.
But you know, when he comes to find out and he sat there and he got 13 over, I'm like, yeah, he just wants to go home.
Yeah.
They said people who watched him said he looked pretty bad. He looked like he was really struggling to go through.
Yeah, and I just think the cold weather took its toll, and you know, the stars aligned for him to have a very bad weekend.